Just before I start, when I said at the start of the service, I would normally stand here in front of you and talk about a nativity. That has a set script when I'm here telling you the story, and the talk follows on. This is foreign territory for me, so please bear with me. I'm a little nervous. I'm trying to hide it well, hopefully. Okay. But yeah, it's nice to be able to share a different story with you. The theme for this morning's service, like I said at the start, was trust. And the theme came to me during a sermon that David preached a few weeks ago. And over the weeks since, as the service started to take shape, I was initially drawn to talk about the idea of trust that the church has placed in all of us as brigade leaders to further the God's kingdom amongst the young people that we meet each week. It's not a little thing to be trusted by a church to pass God's message on, but it's one we do take, and we're happy to, and we enjoy the work that we do. Each week we have the young people in, sometimes varying numbers. They're at different times in their lives, different school things might have happened, arguments with brother, sister, mom, dad, whatever. But we're there to meet with them and share the activities with them. And hopefully we'll see them grow. We do see them grow over time. From my point of view, I've seen young people sort of come through the company. They reach about the age of 11, all nice, sweet, innocent. 12, 13 is not too bad. 14, teenage years, happy days, apparently. And then all of a sudden, the rational side comes back again, about 17, just as they depart the company. Sorry, Rachel. but we spend time with them. We take them away. We have done at camp. And that can be a fun week. It is a fun week. It's also a week we've found in recent times where it's GCSE day on Thursday. That can be nervous. What are they going to get? It's a phone call to mum or dad. How am I going to get on? Most of the time it's gone well. We've had occasions when it hasn't. And we're there and we've got to act as a support for that young person to build them back up and say, come on. Don't think all the doors are shut. Trust that something will come out of it. And hopefully, things do. Then I started thinking that, what about young children? We tell these young our children, when they're young, to be careful around strangers. A very confident child can become quite scared and cautious around people they don't know, until they get to know that new person, the adult. And they find out that they're safe. They can trust them. Then they'll start coming out of their shell and relaxing and enjoying time with them. They'll listen to them, mess about, play. Do you sound familiar, folks? I don't want to answer Mark. He's asking a question. Okay. Trust me, it's okay. Earlier in the service, we looked at the parable of the sower, and how this was used to explain how different people respond when they hear the word of the Lord. Like I said, each week we teach the youngsters about God in a variety of different ways. Thinking back to when I was but a lad, I came through, there was an actual Christian faith element class as part of the leadership badge, and you had to go all your three stickers before you got a badge. Things have changed substantially since then. We now integrate Christian teaching into the activities to make it a real life relevance to the young people today. We do this each week. In this way, we are like the people sowing, the person sowing the seed, and we hope that the seed falls on good ground. We don't know. We try and encourage a good way of living amongst the youngsters. However, we as leaders trust in God to know the right time for those seeds to germinate, for that faith to grow. That may not be while that young person is part of the companies. We see them come through and we see them go out. hopefully around an individual. Obviously, other influences as well. Now, these thoughts seemed appropriate when I first started thinking about the service, because it's a Brigade Sunday. However, being a bit slow on the uptake occasionally, I eventually came to realise that today is also Palm Sunday. And I suddenly go, help, my plans that I had in place are now being challenged. Are they questioned? Is this the right message to give today? Then it was after a church meeting again, having a brief chat with David, and it did make sense. It did feel right to carry on and talk about trust on Palm Sunday in the way I initially thought. In the reading that Esther read today, we heard about Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem and the reactions of the people who heard him speak. Before we look at that and we consider the reactions and the context of the trust, I want to read you an article from the Scroll newspaper. It's written in the style of a tabloid, and it's a take on what people might have seen on Palm Sunday. It's entitled, Heroes Welcome. Jesus enters Jerusalem. Palm trees now seriously endangered. Jesus entered Jerusalem yesterday to scenes of near riot. Huge crowds had gathered to witness his entrance. Many of them grabbed palm leaves and started to wave them about. So much so that environmental campaigners have complained about deforestation. The whole place was awash with palm leaves, complained one. Jerusalem used to have lush green palm trees. Now we've just got a collection of big twigs. Some even spread their cloaks on the ground to welcome him. A brave move, as he was riding a young donkey at the time. You know what donkeys do when they're nervous, said one onlooker. Well, let's just say they won't be wearing those cloaks again in a hurry. A lighter-hearted look at the story we heard earlier. If you take a step back from what's actually said, it's a different view of the actions that took place that day. It suggests the reader has a lack of trust in what's going on. He doesn't understand the actions of the people of the crowd. As we consider the events of Palm Sunday at the start of Holy Week, it's possible that the people we meet in our day-to-day lives, at school, at work, or even shopping, might question our belief in the events that have happened in the week that's to come. However, we mustn't forget our belief, our faith, is built on our trust in God. Just like us, the people who lined the roads as Jesus rode into Jerusalem had listened to his teachings, some of them for many weeks, maybe even months beforehand. And the seeds of the messages he had given had started to grow into their faith. They had put their trust in Jesus. Faith, after all, I'm going to count and go again from a different definition. It's the one bit he nicked that he didn't know about. He's defined as complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Just as the person who was going to lead them. Sorry, Jesus was the person who was going to lead them. He was going to bring them glory. They were offering praise to Jesus as their saviour. We know, with hindsight, that trust and that faith was going to be challenged a week later. They didn't have the benefit of that. We know that in hindsight and having seen the story. But that trust will be challenged. It's also worth noting, and I want to take a brief moment to consider the trust that Jesus had in God. He was, we know, with his God in the beginning of time. It's God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. He's part of the three. He knew what was going to be happening. He's trusted in his Father that what has been prophesied about him will happen. If we take the reading, for example, he sent his disciples to go and get a colt. What happens if the owner of the colt had had an emergency and had to go shopping somewhere quickly or had to go and visit a relative? He had to trust that that colt would be there. He had to trust that the colt that had never been ridden was going to be calm and gentle and wasn't going to buck him off as soon as he sat on him. There is trust there. He also knew what was going to unravel in the days to come. He told his disciples about it. And I'm sure we'll hear about through this week. But he carried on nonetheless. He trusted that this was God's way. He trusted that this needed to happen. As we go through our lives, we face challenges and difficult situations. We don't know when it's going to happen. We don't know fully what it's going to be. Some of them might be such a big challenge that they actually challenge at the basis of our faith. An unexpected major happening in the family. It can happen. But it's our faith that will get us through it. We know that by trusting God, he will guide us through the events and give us the strength to overcome all that we face. You might not feel it at the time, but he will be with us. He will walk with us through our lives. As we enter Holy Week and we hear about the events that occurred in Jerusalem all those years ago, we should take time out of the busy week to reflect and consider how our lives reflect our trust in Jesus. Do we take each step with him through all that we do? Do we live our lives as an example of his love for the world, for the people around us? Not just the friends, the family, the people at school. Well, you've got 2 weeks off now, so you have to wait until after Easter for this. Who goes, don't like you, what are you wearing? Who say unkind things to us, who annoy us. That could be a brother or a sister, admittedly. Could be a mum or dad. But he will walk with us in all those situations. My final thought is, let me draw the sermon to a close. When we have Jesus in our lives, he promises never to leave us. He says he will walk with us through each step of our lives, through each phase, the good times, the bad times. He will never leave us. The simplest way to remember this is the story of the footprints. When somebody is looking back on their lives and they see a set of footprints in the sand on a beach. The two footprints, two sets, being the person's and God's. And remember, if ever you see one set of footprints, it isn't you on your own. It is God with you. He is walking with you and he's carrying you. He will never give you a challenge you cannot face. He will give you the skills and the talents to deal with those challenges. But he will be with us in all that we do and guide our lives. So, going back to Palm Sunday, when we trust in God, when we trust in Jesus, and we accept him as our Saviour, like those people in Jerusalem on the first Palm Sunday, we know we will not walk through our life alone, and God will be with us always. Thank you.